turnover. Back over to Kotashindo. Kotashindo now working on the right side. Gets to the basket. Throws it up. No good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Heideberg, and their outlet pass is picked off by Colton Belial. Colton Belial tries to feed the post. Alex Akron gets it, puts it up off glass. Good for Alex for two. 37-14 now the score. Quick shot up by Heideberg. Trout tries to throw it up over the outstretched hands of Stephen McKnight, and he is called for what appears to be a charge. Great play by McKnight to stay and get position on that. Ball now to be inbounded by Skagway. Ackerman gets the inbounds pass, quickly up into the forecourt, gets it over to CJ. CJ gets swatted heartily out to half court, and the ball recovered by the Warriors. A quick fast break opportunity, no good by Warden Edenshaw. Skagway gets the ball and turns it right back over. Hilaire comes up with the ball for the Warriors. That was a little frenetic, but that's the kind of pace Skagway needs to employ to get back in this basketball game. The senior with the ball tries to pass it over to Hilaire. Too quick, off his fingertips and out of bounds. It will go back to Skagway. Danny Brady checking into the game for the Panthers as Colton Belial gets a rest. Danny Brady gets the ball into Kota Shindo. Kota to bring the ball over into the forecourt. Skagway in their traveling royal blue and gold uniforms with the white accents. Danny Brady with the ball on the right-hand side of the court tries to dribble. Falls down, gets back up, corrals the ball, gets it out to Shindo. Shindo wants to work. Has given up his dribble and is going to need to do something. He tries to take a jump shot, is blocked, and the ball goes up now. And a fancy play by Heideberg as they try to set up an alley-oop. But they had the alley without the oop. Ball still goes into the basket. Nick Nix was there to catch the ball and put it in. Kota tries to get something fancy in his own right, is unable to get anything positive going toward the hoop, but is fouled, and it looks like he was fouled during the act of shooting. So Kota Shindo will go to the line, shooting two for Skagway, 39-14 the score with 6 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in this game. First shot by Kota, up and in, 39-15. 6:05 left to go in the game. Kota getting set up to shoot his second shot. Stephen McKnight back in the game for Skagway. Colton Belial takes a seat. CJ takes a seat. Micah Cook takes a seat. Rebound off of the missed free throw attempt. Comes out to Hilaire. Hilaire gets it over the half court into the hands of Trout. Trout swims toward the basket. Turns the ball over. And Kota tries to maintain possession by getting it over to Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight gets corralled. And a jump ball is called. And that's a turnover. It will go over to the Warriors. Warriors inbound the ball to Alex Peel. Alex Peel gets the ball out to Nick Nix up at the top of the three-point circle over to Trout, back to Nix. Roger Trout now with the ball on the left-hand side, quickly down to Peel. Peel with a power move, and he's a big fella. He has a lot of girth that he's able to just make room in the interior, up and in for two for Peel. A nice little jump shot by Peel. Nice little interior move by Peel. Skagway has the ball on the left-hand side, and a timeout is called by first-year coach Scott Lash. Scott Lash with a timeout for Skagway. So 5 minutes and 26 seconds left to go in the game. Score now 41-15. 41-15. Heideberg up over a weary Skagway squad. Skagway looking a lot better in the second half than they did in the first. Let's see if with 5:26 they can mount some sort of comeback to, you know, provide a little bit of momentum coming into tomorrow night's game. Tomorrow night, the boys will play at 7:30. The girls will play at 6. I believe that means the girls will be tape delayed and played after the boys' game tomorrow night on KHNS. I believe that's what that means. Kota now to inbound the ball to Danny Brady. Danny Brady has the ball up at the top of the key over to an open Kota Shindo, you can't leave that kid wide open because he will drain it, and he did from three, 41-18 now the score. Beautiful wide open look in rhythm for Kota, and he was able to knock it down. Peel gets the ball now for Heidelberg. Ball stripped. Nice job by Alex Ackerman. And Wyatt Belisle comes down with the ball, gets it over to Kota. Kota quickly into the forecourt. He eyes up another three-point bucket. He's got a wide-open shot. Nobody guards him, and he knocks it down for another three-point. 41-21. Now the score. Skagway creeping back into this ball game. They need more threes in a hurry. And more turnovers by Heidelberg. Heidelberg working the ball around the perimeter, gets it over to Hilaire. Hilaire with an awkward-looking jump shot, but he gets it up off of the rim. And Heidelberg comes down with a rebound. Hilaire with another jump shot. Misses this one. Rebound comes down to Kota. Kota Shindo has the ball now for Skagway. Looking to move the ball up the court. Finds an open Danny Brady underneath the basket. Danny Brady, a couple of moves and a block. A block by Nick Nix. No good. Kota Shindo, however, picks off the outlet pass by Heidelberg. Quickly back into the forecourt. Another three-point bomb by Kota. Hits nothing but the end line. And out of bounds. Out. It will be Heidelberg basketball out of bounds after the shot from Kota Shindo. Kota feeling the hot hand, wanted to attack, but maybe did a little too quickly and not in rhythm, unable to come down with that bucket. So Nick Nix has the ball now for Heidelberg at the top of the key. Gets it over to Trout, back over to Nix. Nix wants to work it back over to the right side to Trout, down into Hilaire. Hilaire with another long bomb. No good. Stephen McKnight with a rebound. Great position by Stephen McKnight, another first-year player for Skagway. Danny Brady takes the ball down the right side, off his knee and out of bounds, unable to get a look at the basket. Danny Brady turns the ball over. 41-21 with 3:44 left to go in the game. It will be Heidelberg basketball from the baseline. Nick Nix, their senior, their do-everything guard, has the ball now and picks up his dribble, gets it over on the side to Eaglestaff. Eaglestaff down to Hilaire, back out to Eaglestaff. Eaglestaff wants to work into the interior, uses his elbow to create space. No call there, of course. Ball's turned over. Kota Shindo comes up with it. He's got an open three. He takes it. He misses it. Stephen McKnight there for the rebound. Gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman, his shot is blocked, and they're going to call a push. They're going to call a push on Heidelberg, and it looks like Alex Ackerman will be going to the line. Ackerman got up. He was a little hot after that push. Showing a little fire. You got to love to see that out of Alex Ackerman. Alex to shoot two. 41-21 the score. 3:19 left to go in the game. Alex Ackerman takes his time at the line. Last year he did it out of necessity because they only had five players. And he needed every second that he could. This year, he's quickened the pace a little bit, misses the first of two. C.J. Dormito checks in for Danny Brady. Danny Brady going to take a seat. So Wyatt Belisle in the game. C.J. Dormito, Alex Ackerman, Kota Shindo, and Stephen McKnight for Skagway. Second shot up by Ackerman, no good. Kota's there for the rebound, gets it, goes up, is blocked, goes up again, is blocked again. This time they'll call a foul. And ball out of bounds. Official Rob Jackson all over that one. And Kota Shindo will go to the line to shoot two for Skagway. 3:15 now to go in the game. 20-point spread. Make it 19. Kota hits the front end of this two-point, or this two-shot foul. Lines up the second shot. Misses it off the back rim. Hilaire there for the rebound. Outlets quickly to Eaglestaff, who gets the ball over to Nick Nix. Nick Nix now dribbling with the left hand on the left-hand side in the forecourt for Heidelberg. Heidelberg gets the ball over to Trout. Trout wants to work into the lane, gets it back over to Nick Nix. Nick Nix looks inside, no. Back over to Trout. Ooh, C.J. Dormito almost picked off that outlet pass. Unable to do it. A hard pass by Nick Nix into the interior to Alex Eugene Peel off of Peel's hands and out of bounds. Ball goes back to Skagway. 2:55 remain in the game. Brady gets the inbound pass from Kota. Danny Brady checking back into the game. Kota wants it to launch up a 3-0, gets it over to Danny. Danny hoists up a 19-foot jump shot. Rebound comes down to Peel. Peel gets the ball out to Nick Nix. Nick Nix looks like he wants to drive, doesn't. Instead gets the ball over to Eaglestaff. Eaglestaff tries to bring it into the lane. Swarmed by the Panther defense, and ball turned over. Danny Brady picks up the ball, gets it over to Cota. Cota into the forecourt. Nice pick by CJ. Cota goes up, misses the shot short, follows his own shot, puts it up off glass for two. Cota Shindo, a scoring machine. In the second half, 41-24 now. The score is down to a 17-point deficit with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to play in the game. Skagway content to play in their 2-1-2 zone. Even with this deficit, they're hanging back in the zone. Quickly, the ball gets up into Eagle staff in the post, and it looked to me like a walk, but not on the home gym, not on the home court, and he puts it up for 2-43-24 now. The score, CJ with a nice up fake. He got the ball in at the free throw line, up fake, Peel landed on him, and forced a travel. They did not call the foul, they called the travel. But that's how it goes. Now, quickly, Trout gets the ball for Heidelberg into the forecourt. Over to Miramontes. His three-point shot, no good. Ball comes down to Cota Shindo. Cota Shindo quickly up the court to Danny Brady. Danny Brady a little too far underneath the basket. Misses his shot, but Alex Ackerman is right there to put it back up and in for two for Ackerman. Great hustle by Ackerman. And a great play by Skagway. Heidelberg quickly gets the ball up the court. Nick Nix tries to take the ball into the hole, gets fouled, but no foul called, and Skagway comes up with a rebound. It is just a loosely called game out here. Alex Ackerman with the drive to the hoop. No good. Stephen McKnight there for the putback. Looked like he was trying to tip it off glass, and it went in. A great putback by McKnight. Heidelberg comes right back down. Nick Nix steps back for the three-point shot. Looks like he was off balance, was completely off balance, threw it up at the basket because he didn't know where else to put it, and it went in. The basketball gods love Nick Nix tonight. Quickly into the forecourt for Trout, another alley-oop attempt to Nix, and up and in, good. There's no dunking, but, you know, they make it look exciting, I guess. Cota Shindo's got the ball now for Skagway. His dribble is picked off. He was trying to make it look exciting, no good. And now another alley-oop attempt by Heidelberg. No good. Ball out of bounds. And it's going to be called off of Skagway. Well, they love the alley-oops here in Heidelberg. The Warrior fans love it. Miramontes now with the ball for Heidelberg. Ball goes back up to Nick Nix. Nick Nix over to Miramontes. Back over to Nix. Back over to Miramontes. Back over to Nix. They're content to run the ball out 4-3-2-1. And that's all she wrote, folks, from Heidelberg. This has been Mike Swayze covering the Heidelberg Warriors versus the Skagway Panthers. Final score, 48-28. We will see you tomorrow night. I guess probably not see you, but we will hang out with you tomorrow night as the Skagway Panthers play again. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night, everybody.